This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. The last time he was on my show was last month in April of this year, and we're talking about no other than CLS Holdings USA, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol CLSH. And with us today is the Chief Operating Officer and also President of the company, Mr. Andrew Glashow. Andrew, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. I saw that you guys put out a major press release. First time I think you guys have actually taken your product out of Nevada. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we now are in New Mexico with our City Trees brand. We'll be rolling that out this week. And it provides us, again, with a really interesting market opportunity. New Mexico just enacted a recreational cannabis bill. It looks like they'll be adding to their medicinal program a robust recreational program, which will start, looks like, sometime in March of 2022. And we hope to be a major brand out in the marketplace. We've already got penetration through our partnership with Herbal Edibles. So not only will we be distributing our City Trees products in the state of New Mexico, but we also will have dispensaries, and we also will have the right to cultivation. So it's really exciting for us. It's, again, our first step out of Nevada, and we couldn't be more excited. People of New Mexico have been awesome, and our partner in this joint venture, the folks at Herbal Edibles in Albuquerque, who have been there for a number of years, I think they were actually one of the originals, we couldn't ask for a better partnership. We couldn't ask for a better platform. And we're really excited because I think we're going to get a little bit of a head start on maybe some of the other brands that eventually will come to New Mexico. Perfect setup.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. And I was really surprised that when I read that they actually have 45% of the market share.
Yeah, they are in 45% of the market currently right now. They manufacture a really awesome product. And we can't wait to join forces with them because we think one and one here equals three plus.
As you know, there's a lot of things happening in your space. Tilray just bought out a huge company. That's going to come to fruition, I think, starting on May 5th, trading in Canada, their ticker symbol. Outside of what's going on right now, are there any other states you think about entering, or you got maybe an MOU or LOI that's on your desk?
Yeah, so currently we're in discussions with two other jurisdictions. One is on the East Coast. The other one is a little bit closer to Nevada. And when we have something more definitive to talk about, we absolutely will let you know, Everett, but what we're most excited about is we know how to operate a dispensary. We've taken that from roughly 200 customers a day to 1,000 customers a day in the last 25 or 30 months. So we think we're comfortable, you know, operating a dispensary in a highly competitive market. We've also taken our City Trees brand. We've relaunched it about 6 months ago, and the traction that we're getting is really phenomenal in the state of Nevada. So we want to bring those same practices, those same principles, those same SOPs. We want to bring them to other jurisdictions because we are the number one selling tincture in the state of Nevada, and we would love to and we think we can be a force in whatever market that we go to, because again, we've built this up over the last 3 or 4 years, and we're finding that customers like our product. And we think customers in other jurisdictions would like our product as well. So it's really exciting times for us to be looking at those markets, those kind of secondary and tertiary markets where folks have or are close to enacting recreational cannabis. You know, they might have a medical program right now. They're going to institute a recreational program. we're really familiar with that transition, having gone through it in Nevada from a medical market to a recreational market. So we're familiar with it. We know some of the, you know, we've been through and probably made a few mistakes along the way, but I think we kind of got it figured out, and we want to bring those same practices, those same procedures to other jurisdictions. Again, this New Mexico deal is really exciting for us.
I wanted to ask you, how does the breadth of City Trees products being received in Nevada, and give us a little bit of the foot traffic, things starting to come back a little bit in Las Vegas?
Yeah, so Vegas is definitely coming back. There's more people. You know, we've been hyper-focused on the local business. Locals is what we try to focus on. It's about 85 or 90% of our business. We think it will always be that, and we'll continue to focus. But certainly having, you know, going from zero people to 20 million people to, you know, probably in 2022 or 2023, the latest, you know, Vegas could be a place where 45 or 50 million people visit, and we will absolutely be a beneficiary of that. In the meantime, our business continues to grow. We continue to set for ourselves record after record. Our City Trees products, we've seen, you know, 2 to 2.5x growth over the past year, and I think that's a testament to every single person that is currently working at City Trees and every single person that is currently working at Oasis as well. I cannot emphasize enough, we just have an awesome team of individuals that are executing at a really high level.
You know, I know it's kind of early for you to give me any kind of stats, but 420 was very strong. How was the balance of the month for the Oasis dispensaries in April?
So we'll be telling people what we did in the month of April here, probably towards the end of this week or as late as Monday of next week. I can only say that it was a really, really terrific month for us on a number of fronts. So we'll be excited about, you know, giving that information as it's available. But we had a very strong month of April across all categories.
My guest today is Andrew Glashow. He is the Chief Operating Officer and President of CLS Holdings USA, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. And if you're up there in Canada, look him up. You can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol CLSH. Andrew, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
That CLS is executing at a high level. And we think that our best days are in front of us. We could not be more excited with our relationship with the wonderful people of New Mexico, and hopefully not only expanding our existing business in Nevada, but bringing that to other states and other jurisdictions. So we could not be more excited about the future of CLS today.
Well, Andrew won't say it, and he probably can't say it, but I'll say it, and this is my personal opinion. I think it's one of the most grossly undervalued marijuana stocks on the OTC markets. I brought you a lot of great winners over the years. Take a look at the stock sitting around 23, 24 cents, a market cap under 30 million. I think this is the ground floor to get on. Andrew, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. Hopefully, I see you in the next 40 or 50 days, and we can talk about some of the great things that's happening for CLS Holdings.
Awesome. And Everett, if you're ever in Nevada or Las Vegas, we'd be delighted to host you on a tour of the store as well as a tour of our lab in North Las Vegas. So
I'm gonna take you up on that. Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
All right, cheers.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.